You are listening to an edited version of Get Radio's Business Brunch, which airs every Sunday at 11 a.m. on DAB Digital Radio across Oxfordshire and online at getradio.co.uk. For copyright reasons, we cannot play the songs mentioned in the show. But for more info and Business Brunch related content, head over to getradio.co.uk.
Get Radio's Business Brunch with Ben Thompson, sponsored by the Oxford Business Community Network. The friendly, no-pressure networking group for Oxfordshire's business people.
Good morning. Happy Sunday. This is Get Radio. Welcome to the Business Brunch with me, Ben Thompson, owner of Thompson & Terry Recruitment. Every week during this show, we share the stories, the expertise and knowledge of business leaders, large and small, with you, the listener. And today is going to be no different. So we are talking about the transition into a career in project management. And to do that, we are joined by three experts from Provec. So we are joined by Erica Gasor, Jeff Bibley, and Christian Hardy. And I'm sure all three are going to share lots of knowledge and expertise with you over the next hour. This is the Business Brunch with me, Ben Thompson. I look forward to welcoming our three guests after this. Get Radio. Welcome back to the Business Brunch here on Get Radio. So today, before that song, as you've heard, we are talking about transitioning into a career in project management. And to do that, we've kindly been joined by three experts from Provec. So let's start by introducing our experts, if that's okay. Can we start with Erica? Erica, do tell the listeners all about you and indeed your experience.
Yes, of course. I'm Erica Gasor. I've been at Provec quite a number of years. And I'm a sales consultant, so I help people to choose the right type of project management training to actually lead them into the career and move them forward. Been here a long time. Provec's been established for over 30 years, and we've always offered a wide range of training, and I'm delighted to be able to offer that experience to people and help them in their career choices.
Amazing. Thank you so much. Next up, Christian, please tell the listeners all about you.
Yes, hi there. My name is Christian Hardy. I'm one of the training consultants for Provec. I've been a project and program manager for about 25 years. I'm a chartered marine engineer, and then I became a commercial diver, and from there came into project management. I was a project manager on complex warships for a couple of companies in the UK, and I was also a program manager for defense helicopters as well. So quite a varied career over the years. About 5 years ago, I became a teacher, and I've been teaching mostly for Provec during that time, covering the full suite of the APM qualifications.
Amazing. Thank you so much. And last but definitely not least, Jeff.
Hi, hello, good morning to you, Ben. Thanks for having us. Yes, so my name's Jeff Philby. I'm a training consultant as well, same as with Christian. So I train the suite of project management courses that we have available at Provec. And I actually got my start in training. I was a trainer for an organization, and then this very scary thing loomed. Those of you out there old enough might remember it was called Y2K. And for a lot of people, that's where they got their start in project management, because we needed to change all the systems over from a non-Y2K compliant version to a new version, which meant bringing all the data, all the interfaces, all the fail safes, everything along with it, all because the coders forgot to put in 2000 as a format. So I didn't know what I was doing. I did what the Irish do, which is I went with what brought me, and that's how I got into project management, like a lot of people. I sort of became a PM by accident, but then I got serious, started to get certifications like APM, PMI. And after 20 years of doing large scale enterprise level project management jobs in the banking sector, IT, and then with Agile, developing apps for the iWatch and the iPhone, got to come back to training again and use my formal educational background at UMass in order to teach courses at Provec. And I've been doing that for the last 5 years, and it's been fantastic. It's all sort of come together. So I found my kind of Goldilocks zone. It took me almost 50 years, but I am exactly where I want to be.
Oh, amazing. Amazing. Thank you so much, the three of you, for those intros. Jeff, I'm going to start with you with one of the three short straws that are going to come out this morning, which is always difficult, isn't it? Picking a song for the radio. So you have kindly chosen a song for our listeners this morning. What is your song choice and why have you picked it?
Yeah, I went with the Tighten Up, which is a dance song that you hear at every wedding in the United States. At some point, they'll bust that one out. It's a floor filler, as they say. Everybody goes out and they do the Tighten Up. And the reason I picked it is we used to say that a lot in project management because sometimes the schedule will go a little bit balloon shape, sometimes the scope will go a bit pear shape. And we would say to each other, we got to tighten up on that scope. We got to tighten up on this schedule. And we would just kind of sing a little song. So it's a serious situation where we had to take corrective action. But the song sort of kept it light. And we'd actually sing it and sometimes even dance it, which was kind of a little dad dancing going on, pretty embarrassing. So it just kind of reminded me of those days of trying to fix things and doing the tighten up. So that's why I chose that song.
Introducing you to local trusted experts. This is the Business Brunch, sponsored by the Oxford Business Community Network. Discover our membership packages to help you grow your business at obcn.co.uk.
Welcome back. This is Get Radio, and this is the Business Brunch. Following that, very fitting song choice chosen by Jeff. We've been hearing from our three experts in terms of their backgrounds. And today we're really talking about project management and potentially for you to transition to a career in project management. So I think one of the things that I've learned from presenting the show over the last 3.5 years is we shouldn't presume that everybody knows what we know. So I'm going to start with a really basic question, if that's okay. And I'm going to pick on you, Erica. What is project management?
Project management, really, a lot of it is common sense, but it is organising a change, something which has a specific start and finish date, and running it in an organised fashion. And the great thing about project management is that it highlights the areas you need to be careful, like you need to look at risk, you need to look at resource management. Years ago, I worked in the swimming pool industry, and my boss went to the States every year to get some new shells to introduce jacuzzis into the UK. I actually had the job of getting those shells made into unit, ready for showrooms. And I had from the November through to the March to get the items ready to go into showrooms in the UK and get them sold. I had to do the technical spec with my technical team. I had to do all the literature. I had to make sure that they perform properly. I had to then market them through my sales team to get them out into the marketplace. Had I known about project management 20 odd years ago, my life would have been so much easier. Unfortunately, I didn't. And I had, well, I won't tell you the stories. We had one or two horrors. But the project management gives you this structured way of running things efficiently, which have a specific start and end date. And that I think is an excellent life skill for everyone who is looking to go out into any form of business. And you can even apply it in your ordinary personal life, for whether you're renovating your house or whether you're even planning your career, you can still run it as a project.
No, absolutely. No, thank you for that intro, Erica. Christian, I'm just going to bring the conversation across to you, if that's okay, and really go right back to basics, if that's okay. So we've learned what project management is. If somebody's listening now, like, are there particular traits or skills or I guess a personality that tends to be suited to somebody training within project management and becoming a project manager? And are there things that you must have before you start the training and things that you, I guess, must not have, if that sort of makes sense?
Okay, so let's just break that up into bits, Ben. I don't think there's a particular personality that is suited to be a project manager. I think project management is about learning very specific skill sets and how to deploy those skill sets over time. So so we can take anybody. We can have somebody who's an introvert and make them a project manager. We can have somebody who's an extrovert and make them a good project manager.
Amazing.
It's all about learning and being able to actually deploy those very structured skill sets, Ben. But at the same time, it has another angle to it. And the angle is, even though we teach structured skill sets, we also need to make sure that people are adaptive and can adapt to change quickly. So they can quickly adapt to change and pivot to the next strategy. In terms of people getting started in project management, I think there's a couple of key guidelines for them, really, which is to learn the skills and learn the profession and learn how to use the tools in the workplace, which is why we use something called an apprenticeship scheme. So we actually use a government apprenticeship scheme, which is conducted over 13 months, and it actually enables people to do that over a year. Get competent, get qualified, be patient, be adaptive, and enjoy the journey and enjoy the
job. Absolutely. No, really, really good advice. And Jeff, in your intro, you spoke a lot about working on very different projects within different sectors. How does it differ sector to sector? And I appreciate every project can be unique, but is it very different being within construction to IT? Or are some of those principles, I guess, transferable or similar? Talk to me about that, I guess, difference, if that's okay.
Yeah, it is one of the big attributes of the job is that it is such a versatile skill. I mean, you can probably tell by my accent, I did it in the United States, I've done it in the UK, I've done it in France. The same skill sets apply. The approach will be different, and that's going to be dependent on what it is that you're making. If you're making a bridge, then of course there's going to be a lot of governance because there's safety involved, there's absolute mechanics and physics that have to be followed. So there'll be a regimented project management process for that, but it's still the same skills. It's still the soft skills, such as how to deal with conflict management, how to motivate a team, how to solve problems. Those skills are going to be quite transferable if you're building a bridge or you're coming up with the latest application that's going to go into Google Maps, which will be very much what they call an iterative process. You don't know what the bridge is going to look like at the beginning, but you get there by doing prototypes and being adjustable, adaptable all the way through the project and getting feedback from learners. So that takes, if you're running something like that, it kind of takes a different approach. You're going to want to be very adaptive, very collaborative if you're making an application. But the basic skill sets are always going to be there. All projects have a budget. And that's the number one thing employers are looking for from a project manager is budgeting skills, which is something we teach at ProVec through Earned Value. Also risk management. My wife always tells me, let's not cross that bridge, Jeff, until we get to that bridge. But project management is all about crossing the bridge way before you get to the bridge, even if you never end up at that bridge. So risk management is thinking about things that are uncertain, always in the future, that could go wrong, and being prepared for them if those things do happen. So that's going to be something that is a transferable skill no matter what industry you are. And the same goes for scope, change control, budgeting. And you're at the end of the day, you're running a team. So if that team's making a bridge or an application, you still have to motivate them. You still have to keep them on task. You have to prioritize. You have to collaborate with them. So it's a wonderful skill. It's almost like being like an auto mechanic. You can do it anywhere in a number of different fields. No 2 days will ever be the same. No two projects will ever be the same. It's wonderful in the variance and the diversity of the things that you can get into with this role.
Absolutely. Christian, what's your take on that?
Yeah, so Jeff, I mean, that's actually a really good point. Jeff raised some really good points there. And I started off as a marine engineer. And then for 5 years, I actually ran defense helicopters as a program manager. I'm not a helicopter pilot. I don't understand helicopters, but I'm a project manager and I can deploy those project management skill sets well across different environments. I mean, Jeff's worked in investment banking. I've worked in investment banking as well. So it's being very, very competent in how to deploy specific skill sets, Ben. And that can give you a very varied life. It can give you an exciting life. It can mean you can work all over the world. You could work in South Africa or Australia or the USA, for example. So it really is quite an exciting profession, Ben, and you're not limited, you're not typecast to a very specific industry.
Absolutely. Erica, just coming across yourself, in terms of being a project manager or becoming a project manager, what normally comes first? And I appreciate this is a bit of a chicken and egg scenario, but do you find that individuals would go and get a project administrator job or a project coordinator within a business without a qualification and then get that qualification whilst with the business? Or do you find that actually you're much better off getting the qualification and then applying for your first job in project management? I appreciate there may not be a one size fits all, but I think it's an interesting debate or example to give.
My view is, and I frequently say this to people who ring up for advice, is the best starting point is to take the basic, for instance, the APM fundamental qualification. That is a 2-day course which simply goes from the business case right the way through to lessons learned and gives you the complete life cycle of how to run a project. Now, that is a life skill that you can apply to your personal life, your working life, any industry you're in. And anyone who is looking to improve their ability to manage and to handle different situations in the workplace or changes they're making in their personal life should consider taking the PFQ, the Project Fundamentals course. And that is, I always say to them, that is an excellent starting point. So if I get a phone call from someone who's working in a company and they've been landed with a particular task, it can be moving to new offices or something like that. I always suggest that they start off with that basic task, which looks at, it looks at all the aspects that Jeff and Christian have mentioned. It looks at things like risk. It looks at things like resource management. It looks at all those important aspects. And it is a skill that they can carry into any area. So I always suggest they start with that. If they're already running projects and they've been running projects for a while, there are assessment tools that they can try, which will tell them what stage they're at and recommend the best level of training to take. But it's a good fundamental first step to change what you're doing and to look at how you're going to run things. The project fundamentals is an excellent start.
Absolutely. What's your take, Jeff?
Yeah, I agree with all of that. Project management isn't something like becoming a doctor or becoming a lawyer where you have to get a formal pass the bar exam or something of that nature. You can jump into it tomorrow if you wanted to. It is something that all organizations are crying out for. 40% of organizations out there think there's going to be an increase in the amount of projects that they're going to be doing. And 37% of organizations are having a difficult time recruiting for project managers. Mm-hmm. So they're always looking for new people to get involved with it. And if you're going to try something new, if you're giving this a thought, if you're listening to this thinking, I'm interested in project management, but I don't know if it's for me, and how do I even get into it in the first place? A good rule for starting something is the same rule that you would start anything new. Start small. Start with friends. So put your hand up at your organization and say, I'd like to own a risk. I want to report on that risk. I want to talk at the status meetings about what it might trigger that risk. How robust is our risk response plan? Maybe coordinate some of the activities. Delegate some of the work packages to the technicians. Start off small, take a small bite of it, and then grow organically from there, ramp it up. And that way you can start to get yourself in. Because once you've got that title project manager, people will find you. People will want things organized. They will want a budget that makes sense and that is achievable, a schedule that's realistic and achievable. But I would always say, start small. Start with friends. I wouldn't throw yourself out on a massive project in front of a very difficult client. Maybe something internal to get your start, get the basics. And the PFQ is a great certification to get the formal language, the formal methodology in your head so that you're mentally organized when you try to run a chaotic collaborative session. So I back up 100% what Eric is saying there with the PFQ.
Absolutely. No, really, really good advice. Moving away from project management just for one moment, let's go to a song choice. Christian, I'm going to pick on you next, if that's okay. You've also kindly chosen a song for our listeners this morning. What is your song choice and why have you picked it?
My choice is Chasing Cars. And my link to project management with Chasing Cars is when I've had junior project managers that are just starting out in their profession, I've always said to them, make sure you're organized and make sure that everything is written down. You don't want to be carrying stuff around in your head. And there's a line within Chasing Cars when it says chasing cars around my head. As a project manager, we don't want to do that. We want to make sure we're structured, everything's written down, everything's organized. And then we find, using Jeff's advice, we start off with small projects. And because we're good at that organization, we then scale up those projects over our career. So Ben, for me, chasing cars around your head, not good for a project manager.
Get Radio's Business Brunch with Ben Thompson, sponsored by the Oxford Business Community Network. Build relationships with the ultimate goal of growing your business. OBCN.co.uk.
Welcome back to the Business Brunch here on Get Radio. Today, I'm really enjoying this conversation. It's given such insight into project management. And I think I'm really, really grateful to Christian, Erica and Jeff for joining us to share such insight. And they've also got very good song choices. There's going to be pressure on you, Erica, later in the show. But before song choices, let's continue this conversation about project management. I think that you've all touched on qualifications. And I think that it would be a really good time now to talk about what are some of the options, and I think let's maybe put our head in the employers if that's okay. So I guess we've spoken about where the qualification starts, but if you're an employer listening, you've got a project manager or if you've got a project management team, what qualifications can be available to your staff? And I know that there are different options in terms of there's the apprenticeship funding way to look. There's also the paying for it. So I'm just keen to build on that piece a little bit more. And I'll let any of you answer. I'll put that to the floor if that's okay.
Yeah, sure. I'm happy to take that and just start off. First of all, if you're looking for a progressive career for your project management team, then the APM offer a full career right the way through from project fundamentals to the next level, which is PMQ, which is all about the in-depth knowledge, to then PPQ, which is asserting your knowledge and proving that you understand it, to chartership, which is the very top qualification. So you become chartered, just like a chartered accountant, chartered surveyor. Mm-hmm. And if you're looking to establish best practice in your company and you want to prove to people who you are quoting to take work on that you have competent, efficient project people to manage that project that they're about to entrust you with, then putting them through the APM career path is an excellent way of doing it. You may have experienced project managers working for you, and we can find out what level they're at, and we can therefore tailor the training to what they need. But you will end up with a group of people who are trained to the best practice. And also, if you're doing something which needs a lot of change to it, then you can go down the agile route, which is all about iterations and making sure that you can review things as you go along on each stage. There's a whole wide range of different options within training that you can look at to develop your staff and bring them to that level of best practice, which is in these days is expected when you're going for major work, etc. And also, there's very much at the moment, the latest trend is all to do with equality and diversity. And this has also been built into project management. So it's up to the minute in the knowledge that's needed for people to run things efficiently. I don't know what Jeff and Christian would like to add to that.
Yeah, well, one of the products I think that might be interesting for a business owner or an employer to look at is it's fairly new, and it kind of combines some of the good things about paid for courses coupled with the apprenticeship program as well, but it's much more light touch than the apprenticeship program. It doesn't require a 13-month commitment, and that's what we call boot camps. So boot camps is a government-funded program. Now, if you are an SME, which is a small to medium-sized enterprise, so that's anyone with less than 250 employees, 90% of that is funded. So you're only paying for 10%. That's less than usual the cost of actually taking the exam. Mm-hmm. And the boot camps are longer than your typical 5-day and then take the exam course. We do have those courses. Those courses are very successful. So if you're a project manager and you want to just get in and get out, get that certification next to your auto signature, that's available for you. But boot camp is a lot more organic. We'll meet with you anywhere from 8 to 10 times. There's practical hands-on involved. There's an array of different options available, and each bootcamp option all contains a formal certification. So you can get that formal certification as part of the gift at the end of it. You will be taking the exam and actually getting that formal certification. But along that journey, we'll be visiting a lot of different areas. So there'll be some agile in there. Soft skills are in there. And soft skills, if that was a stock, that would be going up and up and up. It's been a real realization that project managers need to be able to motivate people, manage conflict, problem solve, prioritize. And they're finding that with soft skills, you get, if you're an employer and you're looking to train people on soft skills, there's a very hard benefit. So it's kind of like a hard benefit to soft skills. And that is, projects have been shown to get 8% more benefits when an organization embraces teaching soft skills.
Absolutely.
So 8% may not sound like a massive number, but we're talking about benefits. So benefits is revenue, benefits is efficiencies. So that 8% difference makes or breaks organization. So if you're an organization and you're looking to send people into training, send people into project management, a boot camp is a very good way of doing it. It's very cost effective with the 90% funding. It's very varied. It's very hands-on, practical, and there's a certification that comes out at the end of it as well. And the boot camps aren't just for a small to medium-sized enterprise. I mean, they get a 90% of the cost of the course funded. But if you're larger, if you have more than 250 employees, it's still quite a discount. It's 70%. So this is something that's been set up for the government. It's very, very cost-effective.
No, absolutely.
It's one of the things that I think I've always admired about Provec as a wider team is that you guys, I appreciate you are a training provider, so that might be part of the reason, but I think you've always been so training focused in terms of your own staff and your clients and how you work there. Do you think that employers can learn from that, and do you think that sometimes there can be the mistake that when somebody's been a project manager for 30 years or 40 years, that almost training could stop? And is it still important that if you have been a project manager for 30 years, or if in your team you've got a 30-year experienced project manager, that you're still continuing that training and still continuing qualifications and support? Or is there a ceiling? I maybe haven't worded that quite well, but I'm hopefully it comes across. Yeah, Christian, thank you.
So, yeah, it's the interesting thing about the APM is they are the largest project management body in Europe, so they're highly professional. Mm. And the APM is continuously developing over time, so they're continuously getting feedback from thousands of touch points with the industry. Mm. So they're continually adapting their training courses and adapting those skill sets over time. So as project managers, you know, and being part of the APM, we're able to benefit from that because we're getting all those thousands of touch points from around industry in terms of how to improve things for us. So for me, I think project management, as in most professions, Ben, is about lifelong learning. Mm. And in actual fact, at the APM now, they've now got a director of lifelong learning at the APM now.
Amazing.
So I think it is important to keep everything current, because you can benefit from that and your organization can benefit from that and your clients can also benefit from that as well, Ben. I don't know, Ben, does that answer your question?
Yeah, very much so, very much so. Being a recruiter, of course, I'm going to pick on one of Jeff's points earlier in terms of that retention piece and in terms of being difficult to recruit. There may not be stats around this, but do you find that the organizations that are really investing in training are retaining staff, are retaining project managers a lot better? There is, as Jeff kindly touched on earlier in the show, there is a shortage of project managers. And with that in mind, is the training a really good way to, of course, there are other things, but is that a really good way to retain the really best talent?
Yes, absolutely. And statistics show that as well. On the apprenticeship program, they did an exhaustive study about that in the United States, and they found that they had 36% better retention if they embraced any kind of apprenticeship program at any level at all, even if it was for small administrative things all the way up to careers and leadership, et cetera. It fosters loyalty. It fosters commitment on both sides with training. And of course, it develops skills that can be applied directly onto the workplace. And there's hard numbers around this as well. They found that if there's training in place, people had 18% less scope creep. Now, scope creep is the biggest killer of projects. You get to the end of the project and a key user puts up their hand and says, that's not what we were expecting. It has moved away from what we paid for. And then you're looking at rework, which means redoing the schedule, redoing the budget. So a decrease in the amount of happenings with that is going to massively impact positively the performance of your overall project portfolio. Mm-hmm. So yeah, there's a direct correlation between bottom line revenue and training.
Amazing. No, really, really good insight. What's your take, Christian?
Yeah, if I can just build on that a bit. I mean, Jeff's come up with some really good points, but there's a bit of a branch point comes in here, and that's around AI. So many people within their professions at the moment, there are some challenges around what does the future mean for us because of AI, for example. Project management, Ben, is very protected around AI, because what we're doing is we're always dealing with creating new uncertain futures as project managers. That's what we're doing. And that's very difficult for something like that to be able to be mirrored by AI. So project management and professional project managers, it's one of those professions where you can benefit from AI, but it's not going to reduce the demand for project managers. And I think at the moment that I think that concern is very real for a lot of people. And so in terms of picking project management as a career, that is also another consideration there.
Absolutely. We actually, probably about a year ago now, we had the CEO of Oxford Engineering, who is doing a lot of work with the government around AI, and they made the exact same point, is that yes, we need to embrace AI, but things like project management is the bit that will never be, it will be aided by AI, but it will never be replaced. So it's really interesting that you both made exactly the same point a year apart. So thank you for that. Erica, it is your turn for one of the three hardest questions of this morning, given your areas of expertise. So Christian and Jeff have chosen great songs. Are we going to make it a hat trick? What's your song choice and why have you picked it?
Well, I'm a rock chick. I love rock music. Bon Jovi. I've picked Bon Jovi's Limitless from his 2020 CD. And the reason I picked Limitless, because if you decide to go into project management, your opportunities are totally limitless. You can end up traveling the world as a project manager. You can end up doing a variety of different careers in different areas, in different industries. So Bon Jovi's Limitless is what you achieve if you go into project management.
Get Radio's Business Brunch with Ben Thompson. Sponsored by the Oxford Business Community Network. Discover our membership packages to help you grow your business at obcn.co.uk.
Welcome back to the Business Brunch here on Get Radio. If like me, you're really enjoying such insight, I'd really recommend heading over to the Provet website. And there's loads of info on there and actually loads of pointers in terms of starting a career in project management or how you can progress in that way. So Erica, I am going to stay with you if that's okay. And just on that plug I gave there, really, is how do your clients come to you? Like, what is the process? So, if a business is listening now and thinking, do you know what? We've got a project management team. We need some we need some training, or we want to have a conversation. What is that process of working with Provet?
Right. Well, they can look up our website, which is provet.co.uk. We have a live chat on the website, so if they've got any instant questions. We have a live chat that is manned all the time during working hours and be very happy to answer. There's also a contact form and there is an email address for inquiries and there is a phone number. And we don't have pre-recorded messages on the phone either. You actually get a human being when you phone, which I think in this day and age is lovely. You don't have to press one and five and four to get hold of someone. You actually get a live person to answer you. That person, because we all answer the phone, might not be able to directly answer your question, but they'll always get the right person to phone you back. And the old adage, you know, I might not know the answer to the question, but I know a person who does. It works very well in Provet.
Amazing, amazing, perfect. No, thank you for that. So back to project management. One of the things that I think the three of you will be able to give real insight, and I am putting you on the spot a little bit here, but it's just to talk about what some of the really exciting projects can look like. So I guess if you look back at your careers, like, are there any projects that you've seen or you've heard of or your clients have worked on that you think, do you know what, that's a real standout one. That's really exciting. So I appreciate I'm putting you on the spot a little bit here. But yeah, any standouts for any of you? Erica.
Well, what amazed me was when we did the Olympics in London, the Olympic Stadium was built to the APM's methodology and process, and it was finished on time to cost and to quality. A lot of the people who I know personally went there as the welcomers and the people to get the guests in. And they all said how efficient everything was and how good the whole place was. And I think that was just a complete start of what project management can achieve in a set time scale to a set cost. So I think the Olympics in London were a very good example of successful project management run in a proper fashion.
No, amazing, amazing, brilliant. We are coming towards the end of the show, but one of the things that I like to do on this show is to share a top tip. And I appreciate the three of you have been sharing tips throughout the hour. But so it doesn't necessarily need to be a new tip at all. It can be something we've covered already. But I think that if you were to ask the people listening to the show now to highlight something on their notepad or a fresh tip of something that I haven't asked or something I have covered, what would be the top takeaway tip? And Christian, I'm going to pick on you first, if that's okay.
I've got three, but I'm not going to give all three because otherwise somebody else will say, well, I was going to say that.
So, how to make friends.
Yeah, how to make friends. So I would say my first one is to make sure that you develop a strong foundation in project management principles and that you get competent within the use of those tool sets and you get qualified. Getting qualified is quite important for your own personal confidence, and it'll also look great on your CV as well. And I think that's the first step. That's the first step. Go to somebody who knows, somebody who's got some experience. Provec, and I'm not plugging Provec, but we are an interesting organization in the fact that all the tutors and all the trainers at Provec have all got probably more than 20 years experience as project and program managers within industry as well. So, you know, we don't just employ people that don't have that just as tutors. So that would be my first top tip. Understand project management principles, get competent, get qualified.
Amazing. And what about yourself, Jeff? What would be your top takeaway tip?
I would say coaching and mentoring. There's normally someone at the organization who's quite sage, who has had a varied career, who has sort of been there, done that, got the t-shirt kind of thing. And those kind of people are often fountains of advice, and they're normally very generous with it. Mm-hmm. They would love to take somebody along and show them the ropes and provide them long-term feedback. Look at strengths and weaknesses, provide guidance and the like. And a lot of organizations have this, that it's sort of built in just because they have people here there that are experienced. So I would embrace that kind of culture. I think when it comes to developing yourself long-term, coaching and mentoring is an excellent way of developing your skill sets and getting feedback, immediate feedback on things that you can adjust and correct in order to make yourself more efficient and more effective.
Amazing. And last but not least, Erica.
My top tip would be to get in touch and talk about what you want to achieve. Talk about where you're coming from and where you want to get. And the phone will be answered by someone who can give you that advice and can start you with the small steps that we've discussed and start you in the right way and make sure that you get that advice. I'm still dealing with people who I started dealing with 15 years ago and have guided them with their careers. And now they're running teams of project managers and helping them to develop their project managers. And it's that, give a call, have a chat, see where you're coming from. Everyone's different. Everyone has different aspirations, but get in touch with a person who can give you advice and guide you on your career.
No, amazing advice. And yeah, what a way to end the show. But no, thank you so much to the three of you for joining us on the Business Brunch on Get Radio today. It's been, really, really insightful. And I think for anyone considering project management or for any business who has project managers and feel that there are some training opportunity there, I definitely recommend reaching out to the three of you. So just a reminder, if you are just tuning in, we've had Erica, Jeff, and Christian of Provec. So next week, we are going to be back with three brand new guests, and we're going to be joined by Jamie Johnson of JJ Health, Darren Aston of Aston & James, and Ian Nutt of Oxfordshire Mind. And together, we're going to be talking about how businesses can look after their employees, from general health to mental health, to even having the right chair and the right desk. So that's sure to be an interesting one. Just finally, a reminder, you can listen to this show on the radio or online every Sunday at 11 a.m. There is also a podcast format that's available via all your favourite podcast platforms and is released on Monday morning. And do look out for the video format on the Get Radio Facebook page and their website every Tuesday. But for now, whatever you're doing, enjoy the rest of your Sunday, and we will see you next week.